Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. It is Morgan and Bill. I might stop following TMZ.
What now?
TMZ reported that concerns have arisen when fans observed a small cough during Taylor Swift's recent concert.
Oh, I know. It's too much.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's too much. Well,
so Swifties are debating whether her coughing meant she was sick, was she tired from touring, or did it mean that she just had something in her throat?
Yeah, I mean, okay, listen, TMZ is only doing what TMZ needs to do, and that's get clicks.
That's true.
It's the Swifties. We got to calm down, guys. Swifty has told you that herself. We need to calm down a little bit.
But sometimes TMZ does have stories with information, and this is not a story.
Well, according to the Swifties, it is. If people are actually questioning it.
She coughed. People cough.
I know.
Tomorrow, I know. Taylor Swift sneezes.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Does she have malaria? Does she have typhoid? So last night, I was in Medina for a little while for my son Will's tournament basketball game. And it was kind of late. So the game got over about 8 o'clock. And so it was back to Ohio. And I used Apple Maps to get down to Medina
back
yesterday.
Back to Ohio?
What did I say?
You said you're coming back to Ohio?
Or back home.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get back home.
I was like, weren't you in Ohio?
Yes. To be clear, I never left the state of Ohio. I was always in Ohio, in Medina. And Apple Maps took me one way. So I haven't tried out Waze yet. I'm still with Apple Maps. And it took me down 71 and got me to the middle school. But taking me home, it didn't have me go back to 71. It just took like all these back roads. And I'm even looking at Apple Maps right now. And I'm like, I can't even recreate the way that it took me home.
I hate it when that happens.
It was kind of a nice, peaceful drive where there wasn't a lot of traffic and it was, you know, hilly and
right.
It was very peaceful. But at some point, I realized I'm in Olmsted Falls. And I was like, is this right?
Yeah.
Is this the most direct way from Medina to Rocky River to go through Olmsted Falls? I don't know. I didn't question it. But I will tell you this. It might have been the first time that I've ever been in Olmsted Falls.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever been in Olmsted Falls.
Let me tell you something, Morgan. Now, keep in mind, this is late at night.
Okay.
But I'm driving through downtown Olmsted Falls. It's a cute little downtown.
You like it?
Enough where I was like, hey, this is really nice.
Uh-oh.
I think I want to come back here.
Are you going to move there?
I don't think I'm ready to make that leap yet.
Right.
But I do now want to explore downtown Olmsted Falls. It gave me Chagrin Falls vibes.
I love Chagrin Falls.
I know, right? Does that ever happen to you? Is there ever a place where, like, because it's impossible to be everywhere in mm-hmm. Northeast Ohio. I mean, it just is. And is there ever a place where you discover it or it's like, oh, I really love that I don't live there, but I love going there here in Northeast Ohio? Like Chagrin Falls would top that list,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Chagrin Falls, definitely. I honestly can't think of another one because I really don't leave my now house that often.
I'm thinking East Side. What is the place north or northeast of you? Is it Geauga on the lake? Geneva on the lake. I've always wanted to go there and spend more time there. What, you don't like it?
I mean,
you don't like, don't go there?
Some people love it. It's not everyone's cup of tea. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to bash it.
Give me one reason why it might not be somebody's cup of tea. Is it because what? They serve wine there, not tea.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how to say it. At certain points and in certain places, I don't want to get canceled. Right. I'll tell you off the air. I'll tell you off the air.
All right. I'll discover that for myself, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or so the next time I go to Geneva on the Lake, I get mugged. And then
no,
I'm like, well,
no,
this
no,
is.
No.
This is what Morgan was talking about.
No, it's a party.
Okay.
We'll put it that way.
All right. I'll do my own research on
okay.
this.
Okay.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Awesome way to wake up.
It's the Q Morning Show.
So much good music. I love it.
Q104.
Yeah, man. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So I would imagine that we have some Target shoppers that tune into this show.
Yes.
Morgan is one of those.
Yes.
How often do you make a Target trip?
Well, I just moved a little further away from Target. So when it you know, literally half a mile down the road, I was there like three or four times a week. Now it might be maybe once a week.
So is that the secret to not making so many Target visits during a week? Just move far away from one?
Yeah. If you have a shopping addiction at any store in your life, just move further away. David and I were talking about it last night. We used to be obsessed. Well, we are obsessed with crumble cookies, but we moved away. So we can't have 8 crumble cookies in a week anymore.
But what do you do when they ship it to your house?
Don't tell me that. I didn't know that they did that.
Target is about to do that. If they don't already do that now, I don't really know what they do. What do they do? You can go there and you can have, self-delivery? What is it?
I think it's like the delivery where you place your order ahead and they come out and give it to you at your car.
Okay.
The order ahead.
But right now, they're not delivering to anybody's home.
I guess not.
You know of. Okay. Well, that might be changing because very soon, Target is launching a paid membership tier. It's called Target Circle 360, and it's going to come with some perks. So the service should be available by April 7th. And maybe Target shoppers already know about this. You know?
Yeah, right?
Maybe
like if you have that Target Circle 360,
right?
You already know.
It's going to cost about $49 for the first year, which tells me that the price is going to go up for the second year.
But for the whole year? That's not bad.
$49 introductory rate. Target Circle 360 members can get unlimited, free, same-day deliveries on orders over $35.
What?
I'm really processing that sentence. Unlimited, free, same-day deliveries on orders over $35.
No. So they're trying to compete with Amazon Prime.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what they're trying to do. Unlimited. How many deliveries do you need in a day? Unlimited?
People who have shopping addictions, people who impulse buy, people who need something in a pinch, those type of people.
I would love to know how many boxes come to somebody's house in one day.
It would have been me if I would have been buying those curtains like this because I got the wrong size. I would have ordered the curtains. They would have came. I would have realized I had the wrong size. I would have ordered again.
And it says here on orders over $35. So that means every time that a box would come, I would just look at that box and be like, that's more than $35.
Yeah.
How much are we spending today, honey?
Paula has trained you well to think like that.
Oh, my gosh. So instead of one trip where you spend, $150, $200?
Right.
You're just having unlimited deliveries.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to cause so many problems and so many marriages.
There you go. Look for that. And I just said there you go again. That's another dollar in the jar.
Oh, I didn't even catch it. There you go.
I'm policing myself at the same time. We are up to $8 in the There You Go mug as of this morning. Also coming up this morning, Morgan mentioned she's in her new place. She now lives farther away from Target. And she's only been there, though, less than a week.
Yeah.
And we've got some problems. Have we noticed a problem?
Yeah, another big strike against the new house. And it actually has something to do with what we just talked about.
All right, we'll get into that next. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning.
Cleveland is waking up to the Q Morning Show.
Awesome way to wake up.
It's Morgan and Bill.
So much good music. I love it.
On Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Good morning. You've got the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So it was last weekend, Friday of last week, that Morgan made the move from the apartment to a rental house. Her and David now living together in a house. So it's only been a few days. Have you found something that concerns you.
Yeah. Big concern, big concern.
I do want to say that this is normal. This is normal for whether you rent a house or own a house. As soon as you move in, it's not going to be perfect.
Oh, I think it's not the house. It's a me problem. It's always a me problem, isn't it? I've just come to that conclusion that it's always a me problem.
How are you going to fix yourself?
I don't know. This one, I don't think has a solution. Okay, I want to see if you can guess. Mm-hmm. Bill, you know me pretty well. What is one thing that you have to do weekly, maybe even two times a week, that I hate doing?
Take out the garbage.
No.
All right.
Next. It could be considered a chore, though, so you're on the right track.
Vacuum?
No. Don't think of the traditional chores inside the house, but it is something that you have to do for yourself and your family once a week, maybe twice a week.
Change the sheets.
No.
On the bed. No.
Where do I hate going?
It's everywhere. Is the correct answer is you hate going everywhere.
The grocery store.
Oh, the grocery
you
store.
You know that.
All right.
Well, I found out yesterday that the grocery store closest to me does not do grocery pickup.
Oh.
So
okay.
I had to go into the grocery store.
See, I would have never have guessed grocery anything to do with the grocery store, because it doesn't matter whether you live in an apartment or a house, you're going to the grocery store. And I would argue that, at least for me, apartment living, when I would grocery shop, it was, and especially because we were never on the first floor. I know that your apartment was on the first floor, but
yeah.
I would have to carry bags of groceries up three flights of stairs.
Yeah, so true.
And I would never make two trips. I would always try to carry them all in one trip.
Right, of course.
So I thought that part would be easier for you, but you're talking about specifically about the grocery store.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather carry my groceries up three flights of stairs than actually have to go into a grocery store.
Now, why does this particular store not offer that service? Do other locations offer it?
Yes.
But that store does not offer it.
Because I'm going to the same grocery store that I went to when I lived in Willoughby. It's obviously a chain, and they always had the pickup, but this particular one doesn't.
Are you going to talk to someone about that? Are you going to go to customer service and demand some answers?
I think it's just an older building. I just don't think that they have the tools that they need to do it.
What tools do you need?
It's like in a strip mall. I don't know.
It's not convenient for them.
It's not like a standalone, you know, grocery store.
They need the parking space for one, right? You need to take those parking spaces and make them pick up only, right?
Yeah, yeah. So the only solution that I did come up with is to go to the further grocery store. So I would rather drive farther and get the delivery than go to the one that's literally at the end of my street and walk into the grocery store.
How much further can it be? It can't be that much further.
It's like 3 miles.
Oh, for sure. That's nothing.
I know. But it's still just, when I saw the house and I saw how close it was to a grocery store, I was like, oh my gosh, my groceries are only going to take me 5 seconds. Now it's going to take me like 15 minutes, but it's okay. It's okay.
What about David? Can he go to the grocery store? Is that something he can do?
No, David, it's like, is my husband a workaholic? He wakes up at 7 a.m. He works until 6 p.m. So it's like.
And you think he does it just to get out of going grocery shopping?
No, but maybe I should start thinking that way.
She's not going to ask me to go to the grocery store. I'm way too busy right now.
Exactly. That's true.
All right. Well, good luck with your first world problem.
It is a first world problem, truly.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Yeah. Doja Cat.
Yeah. Something I'm made
for. Billie Eilish. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill. The Q Morning Show, good morning, good to have you here. So yeah, I missed an incredible Cavs game last night. Oh my good, I don't like missing Cavs games. This would have been one to watch. This might be something I go back and watch the fourth quarter.
Is it sad that I have no idea if they won or lost? I just know who was in attendance.
Well, I would not be talking this excited if the Cavs lost the game last night. But they were playing the Celtics, who are the best team in the NBA.
Oh.
And they were playing without Donovan Mitchell last night because he has some knee issues. And they were down big. They were down like 22 points in the fourth quarter, came back and won.
Love it.
And they did it in front of Cleveland's own Kelce brothers.
Yes. Both of them, Jason and Travis, both at the game last night.
Now, I knew that last night was Kelce bobblehead night.
Oh, yes.
I had no idea that the two of them would be in attendance.
Right.
I mean, what a get for the Cavs.
Totally.
I mean, does it get any more pop culture right now than the Kelce brothers?
Absolutely not.
I mean, the only way, if Taylor was there last night, and the only reason she probably wasn't there was because she had a show in Singapore.
Right. She was coughing in Singapore.
That's right. That was adequately reported on about Taylor Swift's cough. But yeah, the Kelce brothers were there. So if you did not know, Jason Kelce played football, played in the NFL for 13 years with the Philadelphia Eagles. He has retired. Now, that was just yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
And then they're in Cleveland last night.
I know. And in Cavs gear, dressed head to toe.
Yes, they had courtside seats. At one point, they chugged some beers in front of the crowd.
See, that's what I was trying to tell you a while ago.
What's that?
We are closer to a Taylor Swift spotting in Cleveland than I think you think.
Yeah, what the Cavs should do is now plan some sort of a Kelce promotional event like every month for the rest of the season to see if we can get some dates that match up with. There you go.
Right.
Cavs executives, PR people, look at Taylor's
schedule.
International yeah. concert schedule. See if you can work that out.
Summertime. Maybe if we make the playoffs.
Maybe.
She'll be there.
It's not maybe. It's definite. Cavs are going to the playoffs.
So okay.
I think they're in the number two or number three seed right
now. Then how about if the Cavs win the finals, Taylor Swift can sing the national anthem.
Oh, now you're getting... I just had chills.
I'm planning ahead.
That's the way we get Taylor to Cleveland, finally.
Yep.
The Eras Tour did not come here, but the Cavs, they're going to keep winning, and we're going to get Taylor here somehow. They did give Jason Kelce the mic last night at some point, too. I have not heard this yet. Here's Jason last night at the Cavs game.
Cavalier fans, everybody get out of your seat. Get on your feet. Make some noise for 7-time Pro Bowler and from the Cleveland Heights High School, Jason Kelce!
All right, well, that clearly was not Jason Kelce. That was Ahmad Crump.
Okay, but why did they not introduce Travis either?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't.
Because it seems kind of strange that they would both be there together, but only have Jason come out on the court.
Well, they were celebrating Jason because of his retirement.
Right.
And Travis was along for the ride, but also he had a bobblehead last night, too, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought that was Jason on the mic. That was mislabeled.
Mislabeled.
That was false advertising right there of what that was. But yeah, that would have been a fun game to go to last night.
Next time.
Hash it out on the way this morning. We have Angelina and we have Caitlin. They are friends. They are roommates. But maybe not for much longer.
Right.
Hash it out on the way next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. It's Morgan and Bill. We are the Q Morning Show. So when there's conflict happening in your life, when there's a disagreement, maybe an argument that you're having, that's when you come to us to hash it out. Morgan and myself and all seven of our listeners will hear your issue and try to come up with some potential solutions for you. Some common ground, if you will. I think we have roommates this morning.
Oh, goodness.
Friends and roommates. They are Caitlin and Angelina. Now, Angelina came to us first. Now, Caitlin is here. Caitlin is listening in. She is going to be able to respond to whatever Angelina has to say. But Angelina, you're up first. What's going on with you guys?
Hey, okay, so Caitlin and I are having a healthy disagreement, I would say, about something that happened last week. And so here's what happened. So we live together in Ohio City. And last week on Wednesday, I found out that my uncle died, unfortunately. So I drove to my parents' house in Massillon.
Okay, I'm sorry about your uncle.
First of all, sorry to hear that.
I feel like we've been talking. There's been a lot of this lately where we've been hearing from listeners that have lost someone. Yeah, I'm so sorry you're dealing with that.
Thanks. I mean, it's just been, you know, it's just been a hard week. And, you know, I was kind of in a rush when I was leaving and, like, you know, I didn't pack things properly. I only brought, like, a few outfits, and I forgot that I needed my laptop for work. So it just, like, you know, left my mind. And anyway, so I wasn't home, so I texted Caitlin, and I was like, hey, I drove to Massillon. Like, here's what happened. And she didn't text me back right away. But then when she did text me back, she was like, you know, I'm so sorry. Let me know if there's anything I can do. Mm-hmm. And so I texted her, and I was like, actually, there is something that you can do. Can you grab my laptop? And I need a few more items that, like, I forgot. So if you could bring them to my parents' house, that would be so great. And then I didn't hear back from her for, like, hours and hours and hours. And she finally texted me and was like, when? And then I was like, oh, my gosh, tonight if possible. And then she just texts back, I can't tonight. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, here I am, like, annoyed. I'm like, okay, well, fine. So I text our other friend, and I'm like, can you do this for me? And she's like, I'd be so, so happy to do it for you. I had to text Caitlin and be like, hey, Lexi's going to come over, grab the stuff. Everything works out. Lexi comes to my rescue. But then when I come home, Caitlin brings it up, and I was just like, hey, I'm really hurt. Like, I really need your help. And you texted me, is there anything I can do? And then you just didn't do it. So obviously you didn't mean it. And then now we're in a fight because of it.
Huh.
Okay.
All right. I think I have it. This is perfect because Caitlin is here. Like, if we weren't doing Hash It Out, we'd hear Angelina's story and then we just have to move on. But
right.
Caitlin is here and she can respond to everything that Angelina just said. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So what is your side of this story?
Okay. So if any mistake was made here on my side, it was that I was too literal in my text. Like, let me know if there's anything I can do. It's just something nice that you say when somebody has gotten bad news. And I didn't think that she was going to ask me something that inconvenient. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what I meant. I was trying to be helpful, kind, supportive. But last minute, I was not going to drive all the way out there.
But then why would you say it? Like, why would you say that? Like, I mean, I'm going through a hard week and you're like, is there anything I can do? And then you just literally just like, you didn't help me.
Well, I guess we should have said something more along the lines of let me know if there's something I can do within reason. Because last minute running, driving all the way to Massillon was not reasonable.
Girl, and it's not like it's
literally
in Pennsylvania.
I've never even been there.
Yeah, it's from Ohio City. What? It's a 45.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to look.
It's 45 minutes away, I believe.
That is kind of far.
Roughly. You know what? I think I'm wrong. I think it would be longer. I think it's like I think it's over an hour.
56 minutes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, again, let me know if there's anything I can do. It's just something that people say. No one ever actually thinks that somebody's going to, like, throw something at you last minute, like driving the map.
I'm sure that my parents would have, like, fed you and Venmo'd you gas money. And, like, you know, I just really needed my laptop. You said, is there anything I can do? And then you just didn't do it.
Look, I definitely regret sending you that text. But, like, you're being kind of unrealistic with your expectations. Like, that's a lot to expect someone to just drop everything, like, last minute.
Here's a question I have for you, Caitlin. What were you doing specifically when she sent the text that said, when Angelina sent the text that said, hey, could you bring me my laptop to Massillon? Did you have other plans? Were you doing something that you couldn't get out of?
Well, I mean, I had an appointment with my trainer that night, so I didn't want to cancel that. Those are hard. Those are hard to get out of. And my self-care is important, too. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Driving over an hour down south wasn't really something that I could do that night.
So right. Your self-care is more important than, like, helping out your roommate, best friend, whose family member died. Sure.
All right.
I'm sorry, girl. It was very last minute.
Caitlin, Angelina, hang on for just a second. Morgan, do you have any follow-up questions for the two of them?
No, I don't have any follow-up questions.
Okay. Your thoughts? or should we save it?
I need to digest a little bit because okay. I've definitely sent the let me know if there's anything I can do text. So I need to sit here and think what I have drove an hour to Massillon, if that were me.
216-474-0104. Let's open up the phones right now and get your thoughts. Angelina had a death in the family. She was in Massillon, over an hour away. She needed her laptop. Caitlin previously sent a text that said, hey, let me know if there's anything I can do. Angelina trying to take her up on it. Caitlin couldn't come through. Is there a right and a wrong here? Let's hash it out next on the Q Morning Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill, we're doing Hash It Out right now. This is so many unfortunate things happening in Hash It Out. First of all, for Angelina, her uncle died. That is unfortunate, and it has put Angelina's life in kind of chaos as she scrambled to go be with her family and left her apartment in Ohio City to drive to Massillon, forgot some things, forgot clothes, forgot her laptop, which she needed for work. And what she ended up doing was she informed her roommate and friend, Caitlin, hey, this happened. My uncle died. I'm down with my parents in Massillon. Caitlin responded, I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me know if there's anything I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina took that as an invitation to, I'm going to ask you to do something. I need my laptop. Can you bring it down to me to my parents' house?
Right.
And I got the vibe that that is not something that Caitlin has ever done before. It sounds like Caitlin has never driven to Angelina's parents' house in Massillon.
56 miles away.
So she denied that request, and that's what we're fighting about this morning. And I was about to say Angelina. No,
Trisha.
It's Trisha in Bay Village. Trisha, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts when you heard Hash It Out?
I think it's really sad that Caitlin had absolutely no intention of following through with what she said. When you have somebody who's asking you for help because you offered it, then, I mean, if she was afraid to drive that far, she's probably driven to concerts that far, but who knows? She could have just said, can you meet me halfway? But she
was my thought.
Halfway would have been good.
And she sounds like she absolutely had no intention of meaning what she said to begin with, because she's not even apologetic. The only thing she could say right now is, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have said that, and it's my bad. Not trying to push it off going, well, that was unrealistic.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of it, though,
like, it's 2 hours. Like, that's a big ask, to drive an hour, drop off, and short notice. So I understand the whole situation kind of throwing her, but I do agree. My initial reaction, if I were her, would be to say, do you mind meeting me halfway? And then that wouldn't be as inconvenient.
It's definitely a good suggestion.
Have that thought.
Randy's in Akron. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
When you heard Hash It Out, did you lean towards Angelina's side or Caitlin's?
You know, I feel that both of them could have been done something a little different, I guess I would say. Mm-hmm. My heart goes out to Angelina for, you know, losing her family member. But as Trisha said, Caitlin definitely is not apologetic, and her actions after the fact show that she had no intention of helping in any way. If I were Caitlin, I would have done what she also mentioned, asking, I'll meet you halfway, or, you know, is there something smaller I can help you with? Like, at least give something. Like, don't just keep it completely open-ended. If I was Angelina, I probably would have not asked anyone to drive an hour there and back. I would have suggested meeting in the middle to begin with. But I think they both could have gave a little bit more just to not have this big aftermath. But, I don't.
I think we all can agree meeting in the middle would probably have been the solution that might have fixed everything.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't think of that.
You know, the impression that I got as I was listening to it was it feels like that Angelina values her relationship with Caitlyn more than Caitlyn values her relationship with Angelina.
I think it does play a factor how close they are or how close one person thinks that they are. If it's my best friend, you know, one of my close circle, I do it in a heartbeat. I don't care how far it is. If it's somebody that I'm like kind of friends with, you know, but not my BFF, then I might be a little annoyed to spend 2 hours, you know?
I had someone give me advice a long time ago, and I'm paraphrasing what he said. But he said the way that he judges his friendships is by saying, if this friend would ask you to buy a plane ticket and fly to a particular location, no questions asked. Like, you can't ask them any questions. You can't even know why. If they said, I need you to fly to Portland, Oregon.
Right.
Tonight. I need you to leave tonight and be here. Why? I can't tell you why. If you buy the ticket and go, that is the
truth. Who's buying the ticket if they don't know why?
That's a true friendship.
I wouldn't do it for any of my friends besides maybe David.
I can think of one friend that I would do that for.
Your wife?
No, not my wife. I wouldn't buy it. First of all, my wife wouldn't ask me to do it. She'd be like, you're not buying a plane ticket to Portland, Oregon.
Right.
Do you know how much that costs?
Right.
I'm not spending that much money right now. Angelina, Caitlin, I hope you guys work it out. I really do. And Caitlin, please stop sending texts that you don't
yes.
like that.
Or say, within 1 hour of my life,
correct.
You have to put a little precaution at the end.
Here's my offer. It doesn't stand for that much longer. Q104. I took an arrow to the heart.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self.Inc. Our players today, Haley in Painesville, a graduate of Riverside High School. Welcome, Haley.
Hello.
You're going to be taking on Nadia in North Ridgeville, also a graduate of North Ridgeville. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning.
All right, Haley, Nadia, your name is your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer, say your name and then we'll give you the cue. It's a best of five question trivia challenge. Here we go with question number one. Nicole Polizzi goes by what famous nickname on Jersey Shore?
Nadia.
Nadia?
Snooki.
Snooki is right. Question number two. What kind of flower was enchanted and dying in the movie Beauty and the Beast?
Haley. Nadia.
Haley?
A rose.
A rose. We are tied 1-1. Question number three. What color jacket would you get if you won the Masters?
Nadia.
Nadia?
Green.
Green is right. Nadia is ahead 2-1. You could win the game with this. Question number four. What does AOL stand for? America Online, AOL. I automatically hear the dial-up even when I just say AOL. Nadia still leads 2-1. Haley, you could tie with this one and force a tiebreaker if you both miss it. Or, Nadia, you could win with a correct answer. Question number five. What was the name of Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Nadia.
Nadia Haley. For the win?
Toto.
Toto is right. You did it, girlfriend.
Someone had the turn signal on. When the turn signal is on, it sounds like someone has their own TikTok. You know, like you ask the question, it's like the Jeopardy.
Right. The countdown.
Yeah. Way to go, Nadia. The sun will come out tomorrow. You have any tickets for Playhouse Square.
Yay.
Thanks so much for having us on today.
Thank you.
Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So, Morgan, I am not one of those people that gets into astrology. I don't necessarily buy into the stars are aligned to shape our futures or anything like that. I get that people are.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not a big astrology person.
Yeah, I don't judge if that's something that you're into. And I'm reading this article here where it says couples are considering astrology for their wedding date decisions more and more these days, recognizing its importance in aligning celestial energies.
Okay.
And so this particular astrologer recommends some dates here in 2023 to get married.
2024.
No, 2023.
It's 2024.
Oh my God.
Is this article a year old that you're looking at?
No, the article is this year. The article is just yesterday. I actually thought it was 2023.
No, it's 2024.
Oh my God.
It's okay. Happens to the best of us. I mean, normally it only takes a couple of weeks to get used to the change, not 3 months in 1 week. But yes, it is 2024.
What a moron. Good thing I still don't write checks.
Yeah.
I would hate to see what those look like right now.
Okay, back to the dates.
These are dates in 2024 to get married. So, and I'm also wondering why this astrologer didn't release this information much sooner.
Right.
Because
it's a little late now.
Because we're in the lucky period right now, March 1st through March 23rd, and then again March 25th through the 31st, and then again in May 1st through the 23rd, and then May 25th through June 23rd. Those are listed as the luckiest dates in 2024.
Okay, great. Just missed it by a week.
To get married. This astrologer also advises against certain dates all year to avoid getting married. That would be the 4th, the 14th, and the 24th.
Whew, okay, I'm good.
Of these months, because those months, there's some association with death.
Oh, gosh.
And you do not want that associated with your wedding in any way. So avoid those dates.
My husband was born on the 4th. What does that mean?
I don't think it means anything according to this article.
Okay. I feel like if it's an unlucky day to get married, it must be an unlucky day to be birthed.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Is it all intertwined like that?
I have no idea.
Possibly. So you do not fall within the lucky period, but you also do not fall on the dates that are associated with death.
So my marriage is just going to be okay. And I'm good with that. I'm good with just okay.
Couples are also cautioned to avoid wedding dates during Mercury and Mars retrogrades.
Right. We know. We hate the retrogrades.
What? When people bring up Mercury in retrograde, I never know what they're talking about.
I never know what they're talking about, but I blame all of my problems on Mercury being in retrograde.
And I don't know what it means.
Me
and
neither.
I'm just like, oh, okay.
And I'm never going to know what it means. You can even explain it to me until you're blue in the face. I still probably won't get it.
Anyway, those dates in 2024, April 1st through the 25th, obviously, because we have that eclipse coming on April 8th. And then August 5th through the 27th and November 25th. Through December 15th. Hopefully your wedding date is not scheduled for any of those dates because Mercury and Mars will be in retrograde.
Right. And you better reschedule if it is.
Also, it's 2024. I don't know if anybody knows that.
It is.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. It's 2024. My goodness. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about how my wife, Paula, I posted a video on the Q Morning Show Instagram page. At the Q Morning Show of me a couple of years ago singing a karaoke song in a bar. And I was wearing a Cavs beanie hat because it was the dead of winter. It was freezing outside. And if you know me, you know I'm either wearing a baseball hat or I'm wearing a beanie hat in the wintertime.
Right.
And I was wearing and my wife was like, "What? It's so annoying when you wear those hats. You look stupid in those hats. Stop wearing them." So it's a little thing that I do that annoys her.
Okay.
We are getting into that next on the Q Morning Show.
You said to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got Morgan, you've got Bill. We are the Q Morning Show. So what is it? What little thing about your SO annoys you? It's got to be a little thing.
Yeah.
But it annoys you. I brought up the example of my wife, Paula. She hates it when I wear the wintertime beanie hats. And I
right.
wear them all over. If I'm not wearing a baseball hat, I will wear the wintertime beanie hats because I believe in keeping your head warm and especially your ears covered in the wintertime.
She
no
just
matter
doesn't
what.
Like the way that they look, or she doesn't like the way that they look on you?
She doesn't like the way that it looks on me, but there's really not much that looks good on me.
Aww,
I mean, let's be honest.
Don't say that.
Also, she doesn't like it when I wear them inside. She says, that looks stupid.
And I understand.
And I'm like, it's still winter, you know, and Here we go. I haven't been sick at all this entire wintertime season.
And you're gonna credit the hats indoors for that?
Absolutely for the hats. Now, if I called my wife up, I'm sure that she could come up with a laundry list of little things that I do that annoy her. And if anybody's interested in that, maybe we'll do that someday.
Yeah.
But what is it about you and David?
Oh, I feel like we talk about this a lot. We have a very different opinion on what the sink is used for. I like to put dirty dishes in the sink. The little thing that annoys me about David is that he puts dirty dishes on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says the sink is for washing your hands or washing food, and the sink has to be empty at all times.
I agree with him.
No!
I'm on his side on this one.
No.
Yes.
We
are a put dishes in the sink kind of family, and it's only because I'm outvoted on that one. Like, that's what Paula wants the boys to do. And so the sink, it seems like it's constantly piled up with dishes. And when I want to get in there and I want to wash out the coffee pot,
yeah,
or I want to wash my hands or whatever the case may be, it's always filled with dirty dishes because we have a system that constantly breaks down about who's supposed to unload the dishwasher, who's supposed to load it.
Right.
And so there's just dishes in the sink constantly.
I just don't understand how putting dirty dishes on the counter is a better option than putting them in the sink. When it's on the counter, it's like out in the open. Mm-hmm. I feel like it smells more. It looks messy. At least when they're in the sink, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. Now, obviously, if it gets too high, then you can't ignore it. But you put them in the dishwasher before it gets too high.
But that's what he does. That's what David does. And it annoys you.
It drives me absolutely insane.
216-474-0104. If you want to argue about dishes in the sink. But tell us the little thing about your SO that annoys you. Your calls are next. Here's Teddy Swims. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about the little thing. It's got to be a little thing.
Right.
That your SO does.
That just annoys the life out of you.
Yeah, it annoys you big time.
We still love them, though, of course.
Serena is in Parma. Serena, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is the little thing that your SO does that annoys you?
The dish wand that we use to wash the dishes, he stores it upside down. It drives me crazy.
The dish
soap all over the sink.
Dish wand?
Yeah.
Okay.
That
so
it has soap in it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got the brush on the other end?
Yes.
Okay. He puts it, what do you mean he puts it upside down? You know, brush side down?
Yep, brush side down so it just drips everywhere. Instead of just having it with the other end down so it doesn't drip everywhere.
Right.
And what is his, what rationale for doing that?
He just forgets.
Does he say it just like that too? I forgot.
Okay, yeah, I can see where that's a bit, especially if soap is dripping out and coagulating at the bottom of wherever it
is.
Wow,
I've never heard you say that word before.
What, coagulating?
Yeah. I don't even know what that word means.
I don't even pronounce it correctly every single time. Let's see, Gabby is, I don't know where Gabby is.
Yeah, I don't know where she is either.
Where are you, Gabby?
Oh, I'm in, right now I'm in Hinckley.
Thanks for having us on today. What's the little thing that your SO does that annoys you?
So when he gets home from work, he'll just take his socks off and just fling them wherever. Like, he has socks under the couch, on the couch, on the stairs. I'll clean the living room, and then he just flings his socks all over the living room, and wherever they land, they land.
Ew.
Until I eventually move them.
Why does he do that?
I have no clue. He's like, well, I just got home, and it was a long day, and I'm too lazy to pick them up. I'm like, I just cleaned.
What a visual. As soon as he walks in
know,
the house.
I have the visual, too.
Shoes are off, and he's like, well, the
slingshotting.
The dogs are barking today.
Just slingshotting the socks.
What's that?
He will sit down on the couch, and he will just slingshot them towards the stairs to the basement, which is where the laundry is.
Yeah, close enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Close enough to the basement, close enough to where the dirty clothes go, right?
It just drives me nuts. I'm like, just take them off like a normal person.
Right.
Yeah. I think we're on your side on this one, Gabby.
Totally.
It's Q104. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Talking about the little thing that your SO does that annoys you. We wanted to address some texts that are coming in here, because the one that I saw, let me get to the text machine. It says, my husband chops his food up into tiny little pieces, and the sound of the chopping in the fork drives me nuts.
I wouldn't be able to marry someone like that. I'm sorry.
I think it depends on what it is. I mean, what are you chopping up?
I mean, even David and I get in a lot of silly arguments about the way that we eat, because I don't use a knife really, and he always uses a fork and a knife. So he's always scraping the silverware on his plate, and it drives me bonkers.
Okay. All right. So I think when I read the text, this is why we
call
prefer,
people.
Yeah, we prefer the phone calls over text, just because we have so many questions after we read a text. So I was thinking of it as like you're in the kitchen cooking and you're chopping up some onions or something, and then you know how someone goes chop, chop, chop.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like that's what I was thinking that was annoying. And I'm like, well, that's kind of how you have to cut and prepare food, right?
No, like once it's prepared and it's on your plate, I think that's what they mean. Like cut it into little tiny pieces.
So if you get like a steak, he cuts it up into tiny pieces like he's 5 years old.
Yeah.
I got it. What was the text that you saw that you liked?
My husband wears flip-flops often, even in the winter, and he does not have pretty feet. No man has pretty feet. I cringe every time I see my husband in flip-flops.
It's so true.
A universal ick. Like, no guy looks good in flip-flops. You will never see a guy in flip-flops and be like, oh, yeah, that's what I like.
Sandals in the same category? Flip-flops and sandals?
What's the difference?
Oh, I don't know. I thought sandals were at least a little nicer looking. Like, flip-flops are just some plastic.
I think it's just a different way to say the same thing.
Okay, I'm with you, though.
Yeah.
No man has pretty feet is an understatement.
Yeah.
Morgan, if I showed you my feet
right
now. I don't
even want to see it. I don't want us to ruin our friendship. And if you showed me your feet, I would never be able to look at you again.
You would die. You would die. Another thing that my wife is horribly embarrassed about is the state of my feet right now. So Morgan says that Hailey Bieber is big mad right
now. Yeah, she's speaking out.
Big mad. Maybe Justin has left his dishes in the sink. We'll find out right after Taylor Swift. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So Morgan says Hailey Bieber is big mad right now. Big mad at Justin, big mad at who?
No, us.
Us.
I mean, not you and I particularly, but we've been talking about this story for the past couple days about her dad. Remember, her dad posted something on social saying, pray for Justin and Hailey. Mm-hmm. And everyone obviously was speculating there's something wrong. Anytime there's a story about Hailey and Justin, it goes just ballistic because people love to speculate about these two.
Okay.
And she's finally saying something. So she posted on her Instagram story, just FYI, the stories and constant blind items I see on TikTok are 100% of the time wrong, made out of thin air, come from the land of delusion. So I know it may be fun feeding into these stories, but just so you know, they're always false. Sorry to spoil it. Do you know what a blind item is?
A blind item? No, I don't.
A blind item, this has become more prevalent in pop culture, I would say within the past couple of years, where there are these popular gossip websites, Instagram pages, where people can submit things anonymously.
Mm.
So sometimes it will be an industry insider. Sometimes it will be, somebody who works for a celebrity. Sometimes it will be just a random person who wants to make up stuff, but they send these things in anonymously and then they get posted online. So that's a blind item.
Well, that's journalism in 2024.
Yeah.
See, I knew the year, 2024.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's modern day journalism, and it's sad.
Yeah. So she's shutting it down. She's like, nothing's wrong.
All right. I'll take her at her word.
Yeah.
Until we hear something that's bad or negative going on with them.
One of our texters brought up a really great point the other day that we forgot. When you think back, both Justin and Hailey have both had serious health issues in the
That's
past couple of years. So the prayers could have nothing to do as them as a couple, but it could have something to do with maybe one or even both of their health.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So
right there. And like I said, my mom all the time will say, you know, I prayed for you last night.
Does she post it on Facebook?
Well, No.
Yeah. That's the difference.
And I'm not a pop superstar.
Yeah,
either.
You're not an A-list celebrity, unfortunately.
No, ma'am.
They make your day. They make you laugh.
Morgan and Bill.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to.
The Q Morning Show. Q104.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.